Like a lot of excited, ambitious entrepreneurs, Heather Malloy put her head down and bowled forward with her plan. She wanted to create a full-time professional ballet company in Asheville.
That seemed like, with it being a tourism community and very alive in the summer, it seemed like a great starting point. But I wasn't really thinking, how do you get past that summer-only point and get to a year-round point?
So the three-year plan Malloy drafted 15 years ago is still sitting in a drawer. Terpsichore Dance Theater is still a summer program, Malloy still draws a handful of elite young talent to dance for her, and every year since moving to Asheville to start her company, Malloy scrambles for money, wondering whether the upcoming season will be her last.
We just are not a town that seems able to support large performing arts organizations. The symphony's doing way better. All of a sudden, it seems. But it's always been a challenge. And there have been so many years where I have been like just swallowing it, counting on the fact that I have never not paid my dancers. I've not paid myself, but I have never not paid my dancers.
So it should be like we get there on like 4, we hold 5, 6, 7, 8, we look 1. And we got there more like 2, hold 3, 4, 5, 6. We held a long time.
Terpsichore is in rehearsal for a new piece Malloy choreographed as an honest homage to Zelda Fitzgerald, set to the swing and swagger of the Roaring Twenties.
It will have the right look. We just have to not make her laugh.
Malloy says it's more difficult setting new work on the company since reluctantly leaving the dance floor herself. She danced with Terpsichore during its first 3 years.
The pieces I used to create are so hard on the dancers. Jump, fall, jump, fall, jump, fall, constant running, just extremely aerobic. And I'm still creating pieces that are hard, but I don't think they're as intense as they used to be.
I feel like you need to get to her sooner, or I need to give them more to do, because they're hanging out here for a really long time.
Malloy grew up in a tiny suburb of Winston-Salem called Pinnacle. Her parents were hippies who'd moved there from the Northeast. There was no school in Pinnacle to channel Malloy's incessant dancing, so Malloy's mother opened a dance school of her own.
I was not born with a traditional ballet body at all, and she would say to me all the time, "You're not going to be a ballet dancer, probably." But there was no telling me that it wasn't going to happen for me.
After high school, Malloy was accepted into North Carolina Dance Theater, which later became the Charlotte Ballet. At the time, she was the youngest dancer ever brought into the full-time company.
Whatever I didn't have in traditional ballet body and flexibility, I would make up for with artistry and personality on stage.
Malloy began setting work on fellow company members, then saw Asheville as the perfect home for her own company, despite not knowing anyone here. Almost nobody came to a lavish fundraiser at the Orange Peel to launch her company, and her business partner suddenly left before the dancers made their first leaps.
It was awful, but I had already started everything. So I was like, well, I'll just do it on my own.
Terpsichore bounced from rehearsal space to rehearsal space, and Malloy had run out of money. But during the premiere production at Diana Wortham Theater, Malloy watched a packed audience give standing ovations after each of the first two acts.
And I got up on stage before the third act, and I started to cry. I just lost it. And I was like, there is no way that I can pay these people that you're looking at. And these are professionals. They are not doing this for fun. They have done me a favor by being here. And if you are interested in having this company be a part of the scene in Asheville, we need money, and we need it now. And we got enough money that night to pay the dancers for that show and cover the next show.
Malloy hasn't abandoned her ideal of building a year-round full-time company. She has simply stopped defining that as the apex of success.
I would like to have a year-round company and dancers that I'm supporting and have that dancer family. And I think that's part of what I miss about my life as a dancer at North Carolina Dance Theater was we were such a family. And I miss my dancer family.
You can catch a mix of new work and older work at Terpsichore's 15th anniversary production, June 21st through 23rd at Diana Wortham Theater in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.